Eliza. Are you there?
I am here. Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hi, ma'am. Quick, state your question. You got a minute, and then we'll cover the answers after the top of the hour.
I'm calling on behalf of my mom that is experiencing adrenal fatigue. She just did your 24-hour urine test, which came back with high cortisol levels. In leading up to this, she did have a pretty stressful event in her life, and this all has come on after it.
Okay.
Just trying to look for some your advice and...
Sure, and I hope you have
will
that test.
Will it go back to normal, or...?
Yeah, I hope you have that test in front of you, because I need to ask you a couple questions about it. So grab it during the break if you don't.
Okay, I don't have it in front of me. I'm not with her right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just tell you about some things you could look for then.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, Eliza, are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well... since you don't have the test there, a couple of things. You said her cortisol levels were high, so you did remember they were high?
Yes. She did the 24-hour urine test, and
right.
It did come back high.
Mm-hmm. Well, that 24-hour urine test is the best because, as you will probably notice when you go back to the test, it lists not just the cortisol, but also cortisone, which is the inactive form that gets turned into cortisol. And then right after the cortisol, it lists three other metabolites whose names are enclosed in parentheses, and that way you'll be able to find them. It's the three right under the cortisol and cortisone that are enclosed in parentheses. Now, according to one of the important textbooks out there, to estimate the strength of the adrenals, one adds up the three numbers that are in parentheses. Suppose you could add them down too, but just add them anyway. And if they come out to between 5 and 10,000, those are adequately strong adrenals, and people who are ladies usually are between 5,000 and about 5,500, and guys frequently go all the way up to 6 to 10,000. But anyway, it's those three that tell us about the strength of the adrenals. Now, she could have weak adrenal glands and just have a lot of cortisol, but those downstream metabolites, the three in parentheses, are weak. That's possible. She also could be having stressed adrenals, which is certainly shown by high cortisol, but they're not weak yet. Now, in either case, ma'am, some 2,000 years ago, folks over in India, who I guess had IQ points about the same average as we've got now, observed, even though they weren't research scientists, they observed that the herb ashwagandha actually helps people who are stressed. And then when we fast forward a couple of thousand years to modern research done at universities in India, which were trying to check into Indian folk medicine, they found that ashwagandha had a remarkable, remarkable capability. If the cortisol was too high, it brought it down to normal. If the adrenal strength was too weak, it helped bring it up to normal. It's one of those things that normalizes. It doesn't just push something upward or downward. It helps to normalize the function. So that's
okay.
Just one thing.
And
just
that will
one
help with
thing.
Her symptoms. She's very fatigued. She's lost quite a bit of weight. She's just had upset tummies. It's just been going on since about October.
Okay. I'm mentioning that first because it's something that one can do for oneself without any chance of harm. And then I will get to what you just asked. The ashwagandha, there's a good brand out there called Ayush, A-U-Y-S-H. It's a very, very large Indian family that own all the farms, and they do organic in India, but they also have people living over here who do the sales. And it's a very, very good product. Comes in a 500 milligram. Person needs, if they're going to use it effectively, a minimum of 2 to 3 grams a day and to start with. And again, nobody ever got hurt with it. Now, let's get back to your mom, though, and what you just said about your mom, and that is that she's very tired. Now, that sounds like adrenal fatigue. If the adrenals really are fatigued, then it would be wisest to work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and here's why. Because one can actually get bioidentical cortisol. And if a person needs the cortisol, there's a whole book out there called Safe Uses of Cortisol, written by a professor who started his career studying a cortisol in 1948, and he wrote us his book in 1984 after he'd worked with literally thousands of people, because you know how professors can be. They can be like engineers and work on just one thing for their whole career, and that's what he did. And what he found is that low-dose cortisol can help with fatigue that people get with weak adrenals. And by the way, a person can have weak adrenals and a high cortisol in their urine just simply because the body is needing it all to be in the active form and those downstream metabolites aren't being formed. And so that still means the person's adrenals are weak. So what do I mean by adding in cortisol when we already got too much? Well, if it truly is weak adrenals, and that's where you better work with a doctor on this, a doctor who knows natural medicine, why, we can prescribe cortisol in a safe dose. And what that does, as Dr. Jeffries, he was Professor Jeffries actually, told us, is it actually provides kind of a crutch, a safe crutch. And if we don't use more than 20 milligrams a day, it does not suppress our own adrenal glands' ability to recover. That was the very important thing. So that's all known to doctors who are skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. If you ever want to read the book, it's called Safe Uses of Cortisol. And you put that title in and put in book, and you can find the book. It's William Jeffries, J-E-F-F-E-R-I-E-S, J-E-F-F-E-R-I-E-S. And then there's a list of vitamins, too. Vitamin C is so important for the adrenals. The adrenals have more vitamin C than any other organ in the body. Must mean something, huh? And secondly, pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, that's important. And that is also a very safe B vitamin. And oddly enough, in fetal development, and this is relevant to your mom, when we were all little feti, if we were female, we had 14 times as much chromium, the mineral chromium, this is according to German scientists, than adults do. And if we're male, we only had 6 times as much as adults. And there is no other mineral that goes that high in fetuses compared with adults. So that chromium must be important to the adrenal glands. And also, for every one guy who has weak adrenals, there are at least 6 or 7 ladies. Nature is unfair that way, and that's probably why fetal ladies start out with 14 times as much compared to guys who start out with 6 times as much, because ladies need more. So there's some 3 things, and there are other things a doctor can tell you about too, and almost always a person can successfully get their own adrenal gland function back, but if they're really worn down, it can take a couple, 3 years, and this cortisol, bioidentical, low dose can be very helpful in that time, ma'am.
Okay. I thank you for your help, doctor.
Okay. And where do you live, ma'am?
Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry we don't have a clinic in Tacoma. Our doctors all know about adrenal fatigue and how to treat it. And we're in Tukwila, North Seattle, but you may be able to find somebody locally who knows how to treat it, too, so good luck, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, no, we don't mind coming up to your clinic. Well, I'll pass this along to her. I know she's listening right now, so she wanted me to call in for her. So thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and hi there, Mom. You got a got a good daughter there, Mom. Glad you persuaded her to call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.